We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. It's a podcast where we're exploring how I'm still single, even though I'm on Tinder, and even though I'm pretty easy. You don't even have to buy me dinner. My guest today is a dear friend. He's very, very funny. He is Greek, and on stage once I said, "What are you, some kind of Latino?" Which is so awful.
I love it.
On so many levels.
I love it.
But we were hosting a diversity showcase.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Mano, and I cannot say your last name.
Never say it. Agapian.
Agapian.
Yeah.
I think I've said your last name out loud maybe a total of 2 times.
Sure.
That being one time, and then some other time after you've said it to me.
Don't sweat it.
Agapian.
Agapian. Don't sweat it.
Because I look at it, there's an A, there's a P, there's a G, there's another A, there's an I, there's an A.
There might be an R.
An R, a Q, a Z. So I'll look at it and be like, abacapacapin.
It could go a few ways because you could start up high. You could start at the beginning high. You could start at the end low.
Oh, God. Mano's so funny, and I'm so happy you're here.
You're so sweet. I love you.
Oh,
I love you so much.
I love you. Okay, yeah. So let's
Where do we start?
Right into it.
Yeah.
You are dating someone.
I am.
Very sweet boy who's just adorable, funny, cute, wonderful.
I feel like I tricked him. I have a joke that he's like a 2-year-long prostitute, and I'm going to get a bill any day now.
And it's going to be too much money.
Too much? Oh, no.
You'll have to sell all your things.
But I'm so lucky. He's very cool. And I will say I met him after one of the worst nights of my life at a gay bar.
Yes. So, okay, before we talk about how you met him.
Sure.
Did you ever online date? Have you ever done Tinder,
Yes, girl.
What did you do?
I used to document it. I used to do Grindr a lot.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I did a whole thing where I documented it on Instagram.
Grindr Diaries.
It's still up there. I haven't updated it because you can't have Grindr when you have a happy boyfriend. but it's still up there, Grindr Diary. I just documented the insane conversations I would have on the app.
Mm-hmm.
I did Grindr the most. I think that's the one I did the most. There was like a couple other gay ones, like Jacked and...
Or Adam for Adam.
Scruff. Oh,
that might be, Scruff.
Growler.
Bears for Growler was for bears.
Yeah, Growler's a little too bearish, even for me.
Bear culture's really intense.
It's wild.
And if you're not big enough, they'll be like, you're not a real bear.
Yeah. I do like them. I have nothing but love and respect for that community because it's one of the few gay communities where I feel very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's me projecting it or it's a reality, most gay vibes make me feel like a weird little middle schooler.
Sure, because it feels
I don't know. This is truly just me inferring and projecting because I'm not a gay man.
Sure.
It feels like a lot of, I don't know. I've been tucking this whole time. I do feel like a lot of gay culture is a hierarchy that like stems from maybe high school, where like you maybe were, you wanted to be the popular girl, but you weren't. You were, you know, a nice little gay man that maybe didn't have the status that you wanted.
Yeah.
So you grow up, now you're hot, you work out all the time, and now you get to hold the status. Mm-hmm. So you get to just like make this strange hierarchy.
Yeah, and all shade, all tea. There is still a lot of racism in the gay community. A lot.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of see it on Drag Race. Like, you'll have black queens where people will talk so meanly and poorly about them. But I'm like, well, what is the difference between this black queen and this white queen who are evenly leveled?
Yeah. And like, because whiteness is still the major pop culture experience.
Yes.
So everyone is comparing pop culture against whiteness because whiteness is the default. So everything else kind of has a backseat.
Yes.
And it's true in the gay community because like the gay men put on a pedestal are white. They just are. And
white little twinks, white Adonises.
And everything else is compared against that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and like, even if you are a Arabic hunk, it's like, wow, how did you do that? You know what? He's hot because he reminds me of this white hunk. It's
and
wild.
It's interesting in the gay community. Everything is like sectioned. Like there's rice queens or like a you like chocolate man or like whatever. Like everything is sectioned off.
It's so weird.
It's very interesting.
It's like gay men trying to emulate the way that like straightness is.
Yeah, the way that like heterosexuals
have gendered roles? and
boxed everybody in.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's so very, very strange.
It's very strange. It's everyone just trying, and I mean, honestly, it's bigger than we can even measure.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's definitely like trying to find some form of validation in a thing that is generally seen as other or weird or bad. And like, just like for years, me even growing up, I was like, well, I'm gay, but I'm not so gay. Like I used to be like, I'm gay, but I'll never do drag because I was trying to seek a little bit of validation from majority culture.
Yeah, that's like my friend Mateo talks about his gay voice and he's like, I tried to hide my gay voice, but I can't. It's just the way my voice comes out. And it's such an interesting thing to like, because it's very interesting that like a gay man can hide. You can you can be in a closet, but like for being ethnic or being a different anything other than white, mostly you can't hide. And if you can hide, it's just called white passing. They won't even say that you're like that you are hiding it. It's like, oh, I'm just passing. It's still there, but I'm passing.
Yeah,
it's a. Race and gender identity and sexuality is such an interesting, complex thing when, like, it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be.
You should be able to just, like, wake up and go, I want to wear heels and have a beard and do whatever I want.
Yeah. And even, like, because there was also a part of me, tell me if you ever had this thing, when you were younger and you were so obsessed with your ethnic identity that you let it obstruct your true self. I guess what I'll say is when I was younger, I was like, I'm Greek. I am so Greek. Baklava. I was like, so pushing it so hard. Like, Nia Vardalos. I was just pushing it so hard because, like, I don't know, like, I needed people to see me as special.
Yes.
So I couldn't just be like, yeah, I am that thing and it's interesting. I had to push it.
Didn't have to push my blackness. Specifically because I grew up in a white suburb where black, I had never been called the N-word until I left Jersey.
Wow.
I went to Mississippi and that's the first time I heard it being like thrown at me directly. And I was like, I want to go back up north. They seem a little bit more civilized, but they're not. It's just as bad. But I was an other, but I was a cool other. So like Eminem was popular, like hip hop was popular. FUBU was a thing that everybody wanted, and like Tommy Hilfiger, like hip hop had such a huge pull on like white suburbs, or at least the white suburb that I grew up in. So like nobody ever made fun of me to my face. People liked me, and I don't know if it was just because I was black, but I was also very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I would lean into blackness that I didn't really know, I didn't grow up with my mom having her nails like acrylic nails, like long nails or anything.
Right.
But I had seen other black women with it, and I was like, I want that.
Yeah.
I want to wear weaves. Yeah. That's what I want to be like a little hood. Like, I would try to be a little bit more hood than I was sometimes.
Yeah.
But
that's normal.
But yeah, that is normal, trying to like do something.
You're familiar with the whole code switching
thing? My mother code switched.
Yeah.
So my mom, her name was Lily. To like white people, and then mm-hmm. to my black family, her name was Bonnie because mm-hmm. that was just her nickname. And a lot of black kids will have nicknames that are completely, you'll be like, I'm Sammy, but everyone calls me Boo Boo, and you're like, where did Boo Boo come from?
Yeah.
Well, one time I fell down and I said, Boo Boo, and it stuck.
I love that,
yeah. And I don't know why my mom's name is Bonnie because my grandmother's friend name was Bonnie, and then like she mm-hmm. was on, it was like whatever. But my mom would speak to my white friend's parents differently than she spoke to like any black person I've ever met. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, huh.
Yeah.
So not only is her name different to white people, she speaks differently mm-hmm. to them. And then my mom, since we grew up in such a white place, whenever she saw another black person on the street, she would nod at them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought my mother knew every black person.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I acknowledge that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge that you are here. And it's just like an understanding that it's just like, we're alone in this. Hello.
Yeah.
So now whenever I see a black person and Los Feliz or Los Feliz, however you want to say it, I like smile, and they always smile back because it's like, we're alone here.
Yes. I love that. I love
it.
It's an interesting thing. I still do it. I do it with the brownish people.
Mm-hmm.
When everyone has a different-ish name, I'm like, oh, don't worry, I got your back.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let anyone come for you in your name.
Yep.
I got your back, Anish.
Wild that I won't say all white people, but some white people just can't wrap their heads around a different name.
Oh my God. It's truly the most
Yes. It's crazy.
Unbelievable. I tell them to their face. I literally just said it today. I was like, check your cultural relativity.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned your words. Uh-huh. Greg, Barry, Annie. That's just as weird to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, but we're living in your world, or so you think.
And it's also, like, crazy, like, Sashir has, like, people cannot say Sashir's name.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like, you can say, like, Oslakovich.
Yeah.
Like, you could say all these, like, crazy, like, Russian or Jewish names.
Totally.
But it's like, you refuse to learn, like, a Zahid or, like, a Hezekiah or something like that. It's wild.
Uzo
Anywho,
was talking about this, right?
Uzo
Aduba?
Oh, yes, because she has a name that I'm sure has been butchered 100 times.
A million times. But she fucking kept her name. She's Uzo.
I do love that she kept her name. Uzo Aduba. And like, now I kind of wish that I had a more interesting name. Because I was specifically, my sister and I were named Catherine and Nicole. We do not have nicknames. My mother said that we could use slang, but never like on the phone or like never if you're going for a job interview or something. My mother literally raised us to be white on paper.
Yeah.
And then when you like got to a job interview, they could go, oh, you're Nicole.
Yeah.
And then you like wow them with your manners and you wow them with the way you speak. And it's like, so I was literally raised in defense or like offensive.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I was raised like life is a game and you just got to be white to win.
Totally. My mom did that too. Because I grew up around foreign crazy people. Like people who had jumped off of a boat, who just barely made a living here by selling gyros and hummus. Mm-hmm. And like around her people, around her crazy foreign friends, just being like, let's kill the goat. And yes, let's stay up till 3 a.m. drinking coffee and like craziness. And then when we're at school being like, Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Sure.
I would love that. Thank you.
PTA meeting. That was where my mom really couldn't even fake it. She was too foreign for the PTA.
That's so funny.
She got... Anyway.
Okay.
I feel like sidebarring. Yes, back to dating.
That was a very big sidebar.
Big sidebar. But grindering, dating.
Yes.
Yes. I've been around all of it. I used to be a hoe.
Oh.
I was filth. And until I just truly got over it. Mm-hmm. The thrill of popping a weird dick in my mouth went away.
Did you? I mean, it's fading for me. I'm like, I just want one dick that I know.
Yes.
That's not weird.
One pretty dick.
Yes, one beautiful dick. Aww. That like when his pants drop, I go, that's my dick.
Yeah.
I get to ride that and nobody else got to.
And you know the smell and you like the smell. You're like.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, these balls are good.
Yeah.
Because I've sucked dicks and I'm like, this tastes like poison.
I always talk about it like a dick that looks like it's been chewed on.
Yes, I've seen
that. I hate that.
Where you're like, ugh. I didn't date him. We fucked a couple times. This hot Australian named Tom. And the first time I sucked his dick, I was like, his dick is dirty.
Ew.
This is a dirty dick. And I was like, I guess he like was out all day. Because later he was like, yeah, I was out all day. And I was like, mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't take a baby wipe to that thing?
Something.
You couldn't fucking for anybody. And then like I rewarded bad behavior and kept sleeping with him. Fuck.
Did you ever do the thing like, let's shower?
No. The second time it was great. I was like, okay, you washed your body.
You fucking washed your stupid.
The third time I went to his place and I was like, you have a blanket nailed to your wall. This is not art.
Yeah.
This
is not okay. That's never been acceptable.
No.
I hate when people do that.
I just want a grown up.
Yeah. I know.
It's a grown man with nice furniture and just nice things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is the lottery, though.
It is.
I don't have any, because I'm in a relationship now, but there's nothing I did to deserve it.
Mm-hmm. No, well, you're a wonderful person.
Well, I love you. Thank you.
Funny and beautiful and caring.
I love you.
And nice. Thanks. I think you deserve it.
Thank you.
But wait,
you.
Here's
we do both deserve it.
Thank you. I'm just waiting for mine. So when you were hoeing it up on Grindr and Tinder and whatever, did you make a point to be like, I'm going to stop doing this?
I think so. I think it's just like you just hit a wall, right? Or like you have bad experiences. It's like it's rarely all that fun, honestly.
I'll tell you something. Ugh. LA is filled with beautiful people. But they're not on Tinder, and they're not online dating.
No, have you heard of this, like, new one?
What?
Raya?
Fuck, Raya won't let me on.
Oh, is this, I think I heard this from, like, Drew or something.
Raya is, I'm sure Drew is on it, but Raya is
a dating app
for famous people or, like, people who work in the industry.
How the hell can you not be on it?
I think I'm too fat and black.
Get
and
out of here.
I don't I don't mean it in, like, a woe is me type of way. I just mean, if you're going to curate a look, I'm not the look. And I know I'm not the look.
Sure.
And I humbly accept that I'm not the norm and that, sure, you would like want, you know, Dane Cook to match with an Instagram model. Like, Dane Cook's not going to swipe right on me. I also don't know if Dane Cook is on this. He's just the person I could think of who was awful enough to be like, I just want to date an Instagram model.
Oh, yeah, I want
to. I fucking hate Dane Cook.
Oh, fuck
and
him.
And I'll go on the record
go
to
on the
say
record.
That.
Fuck him. He sucks.
I'll tell you a quick little anecdote about Dane Cook. So I was at the Comedy Store. I was trying to tape a late night set, like a 5-minute fucking set. I was supposed to go up before Dane. The host comes and he goes, hey, Nicole, we're going to put you after Dane. I said, how long is Dane doing? Dane is doing 20 minutes. I said, is this a real 20 or Dane 20? Because I've been there when he's blown through that light and it's done like 40 minutes. He goes, no, it's going to be 20. But then in his set, he hits like 30 minutes. And I was like, how much longer is he doing? And he was like, I'm so sorry. The light guy told him he could do however much he wanted. And I said, so he's going to do, what, an hour? And I'm going to come out and do my little 5 minutes? That's not how comedy works. Mm-hmm. They've adjusted to this man's material for an hour. It's going to be a hard reset for five fucking minutes.
Yeah.
So then he was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, well, can someone light him? So then they lit him. And then he did an hour and 20 minutes.
That's insane.
He never apologized. He never said anything to the effect of, I respect your time, and that was disrespectful. I literally watched the host go out and then try to get the crowd back up to be like, there's one more person, she's not going to do that much time, like apologizing for me before I got on stage. And I watched Dane Cook walk out the back of the Comedy Store, kiss his fucking girlfriend with fake tits, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. You're just mad.
She's just pretty and I hate her. And he like literally kicked the door open with his foot and rode her off into the night. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. That was like the most Dane Cook thing you could have done.
Rode her?
Yeah, she was like in front of him and he was just like, I can't, it's a podcast, you'll never know what I'm doing. He was like behind her, like holding her and like wiggled out.
Oh, okay. Just like, and, yeah, here we go, you property.
It's one of the best sets I had though, because I was so angry.
You did great. They loved it.
Yeah, but then I didn't record it.
Shit. Shit. Okay, well, a couple things I need to say.
Yes.
He sucks.
Yes.
I one time hooked up with a guy who had birds in his house.
Yes.
And I had to leave. I lied and I was like, I have to get something from my car. And I just left.
That is very funny. What kind of birds?
I don't know. They were like in covered cages. And he was like, it's okay.
Ew.
It's okay. Don't mind them. And it just smelled like bird shit. And
that
it was insane.
Disgusting.
And thirdly, yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I don't feel like I'm a part of the poster child of what is ideal, but that's cool. Because you will find
like
someone beautiful.
Different.
Yeah. You will find someone beautiful and cool who is just like, I like that. There is somebody who is already obsessed with you. Like,
I'm so.
I mean, obviously, you're a star and you're
I'm not
beautiful
a star.
And you have this energy that brings people to you. So
thank you.
You shouldn't be worried.
Growing up, I didn't want to be white. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to look like everybody else. Which sounds like it's like,
no,
I wanted to be white.
No, yeah.
I just wanted to look the way I looked,
me
but
too.
Like have people look at me and see what they wanted to see. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I've never, even now, I know that I look different than other people.
Yeah.
But I've really just like leaned into it. I like looking different. I walk around with like four pairs of eyelashes on. I contour my face. I add hair on almost every day. I've just been like, this is what I like to look. I am wearing a bedazzled shirt right now in leopard print. I look borderline insane, but like I love
no.
it.
No, that's just, I'm a full believer in your, what you put on is your drag.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean you are a drag queen. It just means this is how you express yourself, and that's fucking cool.
No, I'm not a drag queen because I'm not a man.
Correction, not a man. But I do know what you mean, and I feel very affected by it because I grew up feeling like my body should be one thing, and a lot of like what is considered hot is a very limited white.
It's such a very weird limited thing. It's like if you're white, tall, have abs, full head of hair.
Yeah.
That is what's sexy for a man.
Yeah.
For a woman, you have long hair, you got big old titties, tiny waist, little bit of hips. Now butts are huge. People love
finally
butts.
But it like very short time ago.
God, my mother growing up would be like, tuck your butt. You don't want to look like a question mark, like an upside down question mark.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And now
it's just like everyone wants a butt. And then lips. My mom taught me how to draw the liner on my lips to make them look smaller.
Are you serious?
Yes. We spent a lot of time trying to look like, Eurocentric or whatever?
Yeah. I hate that.
Mono,
okay, please.
Before we keep talking,
yes,
we have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
you know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we're back. What a dream.
Hi.
Hi, what a dream. Hi. Of a break.
Oh, that was a good break. We stretched.
Yes,
we kissed.
We did. We kissed a little bit.
I wanted to continue yelling about racism.
Yes, I mean, it is wild. And my friend Emily, I mean, I had heard it, but Emily brought it to my attention that black women and Asian men are the lowest.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants them.
Mm-hmm. Which is insane. My boyfriend is Asian, and
he's
smoking
so hot.
He's so hot. I'm terrified of dating a man who's this hot.
You guys look so great together.
Thank you. I love him. But literally, the first thought I had walking up to him, not a joke, was, this is a long shot. But fuck it. Because I was drunk and high, and I was just that sparkly confident.
Ooh, uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going to do this.
Wait, before we get into how you met
please.
Him, this is the second time I've done this.
No, I'm sorry.
Can you tell me another terrible Tinder story?
Oh, yeah. We could go for a while. Yeah. Oh, God. There's been a lot where I just like, oh my God. Yes, this is the best one. There was one time on Grindr, I went to go meet a couple. Okay,
oh, I think I've
you
heard
know
this. Story.
Did I tell you the story?
Yes.
I went to go meet a couple. They were very nice, and I was like, "Oh, that's a bit much," but like, whatever, it could be fun. And you know, they were very nice. They were like, "Here's what you can do: you can have a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. If at the end of the glass of wine you don't want to stay, you're fully welcome to leave." And I was like, "That's classy."
Mm-hmm.
And I took them up on it. I showed up at their apartment, had a glass of wine, you know, just like many gay couples, they, you know, had that thing where like they kind of like, you know, had a look where like they both were brown and you know, had a similar hair and were just like, little a gay twin couple.
Yes.
And so we're hanging out. I'm drinking wine. Of course, one glass of wine is more. Mm-hmm. And of course, that becomes two glasses. And mm-hmm. they're flanking me and literally like touching on me. And
oh,
it's like
boy.
An awesome feeling.
Uh-huh.
It's an awesome feeling. And so then I notice, though, like as they're like touching me, at one point, like one of their hands grazes the other
mm-hmm.
the other boyfriend's hand and flinches back hard. Like flinches back hard. It was like, oh. I was like, okay, maybe this is like a power play.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're, I don't know what's going on, but at first I didn't think of much of it, but it happened again. Where one of them grazed the other one's hand mm-hmm. with me in the middle, flinch back. And I had, and I was just like, a bit casually like, oh, what's happening? Like, just let me know. Like, if this is the thing where you're not touching each other, just like let me know so I can uh-huh. adjust. My brain can understand uh-huh. what's gonna happen tonight. And they were like, okay, look, don't leave. Which is
which is like
the best way to get someone to leave.
I really want to though.
Yeah. So they were like, we're not boyfriends, we're brothers. We're brothers, and we just wanted to see what it would be like to hook up with a guy together, and we just wanted to know if you wanted to do this. And of course, I'm drunk uh-huh. as a skunk, and I'm a little freaking out, and I'm like, why did you guys lie to me? What's uh-huh. happening? And they're like, we just, it's just a thing we wanted to try. It's not weird.
It's super weird, specifically because it's like, so you, as brothers, want to hook up with someone, but mm-hmm. you don't want to touch each other?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you just want to watch each other with some? It's weird on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, incest, strange.
Strange.
It's strange to want to fuck a sibling. I could never fuck my sister. A, it would be boring.
No.
B, it's not good.
No, it's not good.
It's just not good.
But I'll admit that, like, oh, God. So ask me if I stayed.
Did you stay?
I stayed. Like, I stayed because I was drunk. There were two naked guys near me. No.
Okay.
No. But there was a lot of stuff happening to me. And
did they keep flinching? Or did they just learn not to
touch? No, they, like, leaned in. There was some more touching. But it was, here's what I'll say. After things ended, mm-hmm. after things had finished, was the quietest.
I'm sure.
Longest 45 seconds of my life
I am,
putting my pants yep. back on.
And then having those brothers being like, what have we done?
Yeah. Yeah. It was very that. It was very just like, okay.
We can't talk about this at Thanksgiving.
We have to pretend it's not a thing. And I was like, cool, I get to leave now.
Yeah.
You guys have to be brothers.
Deal with this.
For a little bit longer.
Oh, how weird. I love that you stayed.
I'm filth.
Amazing that you stayed.
And it was one of those things where it was such a dirty thing that, like, I didn't need sex for, like, another 2 weeks. That thing where you, like...
Where you're just like, that was wild.
That was wild, and I need to now mm-hmm. read some bedtime stories. Like, you're just, like,
yeah,
excited
had, like,
to watch Disney movies.
Nasty sex where I'm like, I don't... he really dug around in my butt. I don't think... I need anything for a while.
No, your
Here,
butt.
Look at my okay. Look at my Tinder.
Okay. And what do I
okay.
do?
So, one, if you're listening to this, well, not if. You are listening to this, but if you want to see what Mono is looking at, you can go to my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's Nicole Byer / comedy or something. Or, like, it's Nicole Byer comedy on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a photo album labeled Tinder, and it's got my Tinder and my Bumble. Mm-hmm. So, Mono, I just want you to describe what you're seeing.
Okay, so I see a gorgeous picture of you.
Ah, thank you.
Gorgeous curly hair.
Yeah.
You wearing like a t-shirt that's like a chain chomp.
A chain chomp?
It looks like a chain chomp from Mario, but it's probably not.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't. It's like a monster.
It's like a little monster face. And mm-hmm. you are holding one of the biggest dildos I've ever seen. This looks like maybe a 16-inch cock
mm-hmm.
with big balls
Yum.
And like a crazy width.
Yes.
A crazy width.
It's very big.
It's a pretty gorgeous picture.
Thank you.
Yeah, do I need to keep describing?
No, you can just swipe through and describe what you see. And if you think that, like, I should change a picture or if you think a picture is misleading, you can let me know.
Oh, and how do I swipe through your other pictures? Do I go down?
I think you just swipe left or right.
Okay, now I see it. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now there's you at Christmas. Mm-hmm. With a gorgeous big Christmas tree.
Very big.
I love this. You look cute. That's a really nice picture. That's a really nice compliment with the first picture.
Okay.
Because the first picture, I will admit, is like a little, it could be intimidating.
Okay.
Because is it saying, I need this big of a cock?
But here's the thing. That dildo is so big. That if you're anyone saying it's were clearly to look a joke. At it. Yes, it has to be a joke.
Yeah.
If anyone was to look at that and go, oh boy, I don't add up. To that is insane.
Yes.
And I've had a couple guys go, well, I'm white, so like I definitely don't have a dick like that. I'm like, nobody does. If they do, they're an elephant or they're not well.
Right. They're sick. It's a part of a problem. It's not a good thing for them.
Yes.
And it for sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So cute Christmas tree. Really great follow up. Because then that reinforces that you're like, you're delightful.
I just like big things.
Yeah, you just like big things. Unless someone sees the tree.
And they're like, I don't have a tree like that.
My tree is much smaller.
She can never come to Christmas at my house.
My dad's dick is way smaller. Okay. So then there's a gorgeous picture of you and sort of a trailer.
Yes.
The business. Yes. No, but you just look gorgeous.
But only other actors realize it's a trailer.
That's true.
That's really funny.
It just looks like a cute little apartment room or something.
Mm-hmm.
You look beautiful. This is a very gorgeous and not like tawdry look.
Thank you.
You could be tawdry if you wanted to, though.
Tawdry. This is a good word. What does it mean?
Like, you know, like sexy.
Sexy? Ooh, tawdry.
Wow. There's a stunning picture of now you in a bodysuit.
Yeah.
And your ass is featured.
Yes. Let them know. Let them see.
Your ass is bringing it to the runway.
Yes.
Runway.
Yes,
run,
bitch.
Run,
yes,
run,
yes, yes,
runway.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gorgeous. I like
Don't
that bodysuit.
Don't be jealous of my booty. Don't be jealous of my booty.
You can say that you're not. Okay. And now a gorgeous picture of you in a heart. Oh, it's like a fun little... This is fun. You're being fun. You're making a goofy face. You're saying, I'm beautiful, but I don't have to look beautiful all the time.
Oh, thank you.
You do look beautiful. Oh, and then you and dog, Charlie Todd?
No, that's Clyde.
Clyde, I mix them up.
It's fine. I got two of them.
Cute dog. Nice. Okay. Those are all of them.
You think they're good?
I think they're really good.
Okay.
I really think this is awesome. I think it's a good representation of how playful you are. It says, I'm sexy, I'm not afraid to be sexy, but it also says I have a sense of humor, and also I just like having, like, celebrating simple joy is like a fucking Christmas tree, you know?
You know me, I'll scream for less. I'll see a penny on the floor and be like, guess what? I'm a penny richer!
And the first line is, I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, bye! I love this.
Oh, thank you.
Down to figure skate. Okay, yeah, this is really good. I mean, yeah, this is awesome. One of your interests is your TV show.
I don't know how to change it.
Don't change it. I mean, if you're not interested in it, who would be?
Who would be? Gotta be interested in it.
You gotta love what you're given.
I'm trying.
I love this. Is there a... Now, so what is your question? Is this a good representation?
Yes. Do you think it's a good representation of me? Do you think I should change anything? What are your overall thoughts?
I have to say, at very first, my gut was like, oh, should this be the first picture?
Okay.
That's what my gut said. But then I saw the collection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like at first I was like, that's a weird smock to start with. But then once I saw that there was a culotte that matched it, and then there was a fun print with the same, like a bolero jacket with the same print. As the culotte
this
and the smock.
This you are creating is everything. So to me, it's a smocked baby doll. I'm wearing culottes and I'm wearing a bolero. Mm-hmm. Is there a hat?
You know there's a hat. It's a tiny fedora.
I love it so much.
Yeah, so together, the whole collection is pretty sickening.
Okay, thank you.
Shantae, you stay. No, I love it. I mean, I love you. This says you're fun, and it shows you're, like, not afraid to be confident and fun and sexy.
Thank you.
You're such a fucking catch.
Ugh.
What do you think right now is something you're like looking for, something you're not looking for?
Well, I think,
like, are you looking for a friend or a lover?
I keep going back and forth with it. I think I want a boyfriend, but then I'm like, oh, maybe I just want a lover. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, maybe I want a boyfriend lover. And I was like, what does that even fucking mean? I think what I would like is, I think it's nice that, like, a boyfriend would mean I have someone to always hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's not free, he's not free. But for the most part, he's free because he wants to be with me.
Yeah.
It would be nice to not have to be like, ugh, all right, it's Friday. I guess I, like, call people. Or maybe I just sleep because I'm tired. I don't know. So, yeah, like, that would be nice. And then eventually I would like to, like, share my life with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, like, I just moved into a house where it's very specifically me.
Yeah.
And it were like, I would hate to, like, have to, like, get rid of it to, like, move into something that's, like, more his speed.
No.
So it's like, it's a, I don't know. I don't think I'm, like, ready to adjust my life for a relationship.
No, you shouldn't have to be. Because you need someone who's just as self-sufficient as you are.
Yes.
Because you don't need to be picking anyone up, and vice versa. You don't need anyone picking you up.
Yeah, no, that would feel awful.
No, you don't want that. You need to both have your lives, and then you enjoy the moments where you get to bring them together.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Mano, let me ask you a question.
Please.
Would you ever date me?
Yes.
You would?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking gay. I'm ridiculous.
Okay, so if you weren't gay, or if I was a man, would you date me?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you... It's funny because even Nicole a couple years ago was like, I was like, I used to think you were so wild.
I was.
You
I
were.
Was pretty wild. It was
like, yeah, like, so a couple years ago, I would be like, I don't know. That Nicole is fast. That Nicole is pretty fast. I don't know if I can. But today, Nicole, yeah, I feel like, yeah, you're such, like, you've, like, come into your own, like, not, and not like I'm an adult. I'm so not an adult. But, like, you've just, like, you're like steadily adulting at such a nice rate.
I feel like we've all grown so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's nice. And I think that's a nice thing to notice.
Because
I have been trying to be responsible and not be as, I mean, not be as slutty, but like to just like make better choices with men and like understand that, like, you don't have to fuck dudes if you don't like them, and you don't have to stay out all night, and you can just go home.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's like a whole learning experience, and I feel like all of our friends are kind of like,
yeah,
like booing up and like settling down and like not being cray cray.
Yeah.
Which is like nice.
Get over it. Can I ask you a maybe personal question?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm a person who identifies as, like, having body dysmorphia.
Sure, yes.
And you know, if nothing else, I'm just, like, very aware of body image stuff. And it's gotten so much better in just recent years. And honestly, it's gotten better having a boyfriend I can express that to. Like, this is the first boyfriend I've had I can just be like, I have body dysmorphia. And he's like, I get that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, wow. Like, the pressure is, like...
Gone.
Do you consider yourself someone who struggles with body image or is fully over it?
I used to have a lot of body image issues, especially like growing up. I was always fatter than everybody, browner than everybody. Mm-hmm. My hair wouldn't grow as long as everybody else's. Mm-hmm. So growing up, I would like harbor things. But I don't know. Like, when I got to college, I very much, like, didn't give very many fucks. But I still had hangups. Like, I wouldn't wear sleeveless things. I was like, God forbid someone saw my whole arm. Yeah. Which, to me, today is the most insane thought I've ever had. Because arms are arms. Bodies are bodies.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, in the last 2-3 years, I've been like, fuck it. Who cares? I don't care. I'm gonna wear whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to show that body, yada, yada.
Oh,
I don't care anymore. But in the same breath,
relying
like,
on that body.
If I choose to lose weight, then that's a choice I've made.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with outside influences.
Yeah.
Like, I've become very happy with this body.
Yeah.
That if you don't like it, then, like, honestly, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if people have rude things to say about it, then, like, That means I'm fucking powerful. That means this body is so grotesque and so upsetting that they had to stop their life to go, I gotta tell her!
Because it's like, I've heard you talk about this before, and I love how you, you say, I controlled your day.
Yes, yeah. I fucked your day up so much just by living that you had to say something to me or you had to just stare at me. Uh-huh. And I feel like more people should just say to, like, if you're differently abled or you, like, look different than the norm, that if someone stares at you, you should just whisper, you like what you see, and, like, wink. Because that throws people off. And they could go, no, I don't. And then you go, then why are you looking? Because you look like a fucking freak. And you can't stop thinking about it. Like, and it's true.
It's true.
Not like me being like, here's a snappy comeback for you. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're literally just spitting the truth back at them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I would say, if you talked to me 5 years ago, I would go, oh, I probably have to lose some weight before I find love.
Yeah.
But me today, I'm like, no, you'll love me like this or you don't love me at all. That's it. That's fine. It's fine. Not everyone's going to love this package that they'd be open.
Sure. But the person you deserve is already into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. So I said we would talk about how you met your boyfriend.
Okay.
Later. It's now. Later.
Gentlemen and ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We've come
to the portion of the show where Mano will talk about a bad night at a gay bar on the east side of LA.
Woo! Which is the better part of LA to be gay, frankly.
I think so.
But I was at Akbar. Okay, the bad night. I was at Akbar and I was, you know, whatever, hanging out, being a slut. And someone, and this is fully, it's so stupid because it's like, this goes back to like my bad body tendencies. Because like, so when someone would praise me for just my body, I'm like, oh, you have my attention.
Mm-hmm.
A guy slid his hand down my pants.
Front or back?
Back.
Okay.
And squeezed my ass, my bare ass. And I immediately was like, hello, boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was just like, you deserve my attention. And he was just being super flirty, and he was like, hey, blah, 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 like, we're talking. And I was like, let me get you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I go to get a drink from the bar, bring him back a drink. He's already talking to another gentleman. And I was like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I give him the drink. It's immediately weird. I immediately feel like a weird little sister when you're like, uh-oh, the energy's changed. Uh-huh. Something happened. So I literally try to leave. I'm like, okay, enjoy your drink. I'll see you around the bar. And he's like, wait, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I was just going to walk. I'm trying to walk away
and let you talk to this dude that you're not talking to.
Yeah, don't leave. I don't want to stay here being like the weird third wheel. Ugh. And he's like, no, it's not like that. We used to live together. It is not like that. And I'm like, okay. So I stay because I don't want to be rude. And I'm still the weird little sister, third wheel, hanging out between them who are actually flirting. And I keep talking. We keep hanging out. I guess it gets a little better. And I finally was like, well, it was like getting late in the night. And so I was like, you know, maybe today is not the day I get to know him. But maybe I'll ask for his number. And get to know him in a different, like, just like a more appropriate get to know someone situation. And so I ask him, I was like, hey, like, can I get your number? And he says to me, no.
Ugh.
And I'm already shaken to my core.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, I just don't see it happening. It's nothing between me and him. It's just, I just don't see it happening.
It's you.
I was like, okay. And he was like, but I got to get out of here anyways. So I got to run. I'm sorry. I'll see you around soon. And I was like, okay. And that was already hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then like 10 or 15 minutes later, I see him making out with the guy who he said it wasn't a thing with, which is totally his prerogative. He's allowed to do that. But it fucked me up.
Well, maybe he thought he was like Well, no. I think he was trying to keep his options open by keeping you around. Yes. And then when he was like, oh, there's nothing with this guy, he like didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
He was being super selfish. If I were him, I would have been like, oh, sorry. When you went to buy me a drink like a nice gentleman, I was an asshole and I started talking to this other guy that I'm more interested in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know. It's a fucking battlefield out
there. Yeah. People are like assholes and they're just so shitty.
Yeah. And because there isn't gender norms, there's no like, you can't speak this way to a woman.
No.
It's just like, we're all men. We're all pigs. find your slop because I'm going to get mine.
Wait, and then your boyfriend, when did that come
okay, in? So that was a bad night. I literally went to Garage Pizza, ordered all the pizza in the world. Mm-hmm. Our dear, wonderful friend, Drew Tarver, like literally and figuratively scooped me up off the sidewalk.
He's the best.
He's awesome. And was like, you're going to be fine. Don't be. Calm down. And but the next, I went back the next night because I have such a deep-seated fear of becoming an old, bitter queen who's just like has Grindr on his phone and has accepted there's no such thing as meaningful relationships and just invites fuckboys over to pump his hole. I was just like, that's a fear of mine. So I was like, I'm gonna go back to the scene of the crime and shake off that bad memory. And I hung out for a long time. I got drunk. I got high. And after the bar closed at like 2:05 a.m., at a time commonly referred to as sidewalk sale, when all the gay men are on,
just on the sidewalk, you're like, I guess I am. This is it. And I'll bring one of these people home. Guys, that is incredible. I've never heard that before.
I am severely discounted right now. all mono must go. And I just happened upon Gene and walked up to him, thought the thought, this is a long shot, but fuck it. It's 2:05 a.m. Started talking to him. Hung out for a second, weirdly kissed like at that like little kitchen corner where the kitchen is. And then just that was it.
Did you hook up that night?
Yeah.
And you've been together ever since?
I know. Fun fact, I tried to go home and he was like pushed me to come home with him.
Oh.
And I love rubbing that in his face.
You did this. You made this happen.
You did this.
I love it.
Yeah, it's been really awesome.
I will say, it might be, I feel like it's like a little easier to be at a gay bar to pick up somebody than it is like just a bar.
There's more like eyes on the prize.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever been to like a traditionally straight bar or whatever, where I'm like, I walk in and I'm like, there's men here who are looking. It's hard. I don't know when men are looking for women.
Yeah.
I can't read signs. It's all very confusing to me.
Yeah.
But also like, I don't go to bars anymore.
Yeah.
If I'm in a bar, it's because I'm doing a show.
Yeah.
I don't make a point to like go out to it, or I'm at fucking Birds. Yeah. I'm not gonna find love at Birds,
no,
or Franklin and Company, or Pooh Bell.
Do you, is it? God, this is too deep of a question, but like,
please,
do you see yourself dating a person of color? Any person?
For a very long time, I did not want to date black men because my experience with black men had been them questioning my blackness, like them being like, do you speak the way you speak because you think you're better than me? Oh, you're just an Oreo. Like, I was called an Oreo by a pretty well-known black comic during a like round table show where we were talking about dating, and I said something about how I love Patrick Swayze because Patrick Swayze is my ultimate man. I know he's dead, but like, I love him.
He,
that is what I want. That
was
face, that body,
so
everything.
So snatched.
Just so sexy.
All sinew and muscle.
He seemed like a good guy. Like, I just loved him.
He had a pretty dick, I bet.
Yes. And I think it's specifically Patrick Swayze was the person that I was like, this is for me. Is that scene in Ghost where Whoopi allows Demi to be in his body, and at the end, or no, in the beginning, you see like, oh wait, maybe that's Demi's hands. I don't fucking know.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
You're
gay. Those black hands and white hands. I guess I'm remembering it wrong. Whatever. I just love Patrick Swayze. So I was talking about that, and he's like, oh, you're just an Oreo. And I was like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, you're black on the outside, but you're definitely white on the inside. And I was like, and I just was quiet because I didn't. I was like, this is just, it's going to keep happening. It's going to happen for the rest of my life. Also, I was wearing a jacket that was too small. So, like, my arms are kind of raised.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm uncomfortable on literally every level you can be uncomfortable. In front of a studio audience, there's cameras on me, a man's calling me an Oreo, this jacket doesn't fit. If I lower my arms, it's gonna snap, and then I'm not a fat Oreo, I'm double stuffed. Like, the whiteness is trying to explode out of me. It was, and it just, like, kept happening, so I was like, I guess I don't want to date black men because I don't want my blackness to be questioned because I'm black and I can't rub it off, so you questioning it makes it, it just hurts even more.
Yeah.
It's like, aren't we in this together? Like, why do you have to make comments like that? Right. And it got to a point where I was like, I'd rather a dude be, call me exotic than question my blackness. Yeah. I'd rather a white guy be like, man, you're so exotic. Can I touch your hair? Oh, it was just boy. Like easier to go like, fine, great, great. This never happens again, as opposed to like someone who's going to keep bringing it up. Because I dated a black guy for a little bit who, he would always bring it up. He was from like Brooklyn. He was from Bed-Stuy, born and raised. He was like, and we just were from different worlds, and he would just say things where I was just like, fuck, man, this makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with you because I'm afraid you're going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And I was with this dude on and off. You know him. He's a bad egg, but he would always comment on my body. Mm. He'd be like, I love your body. Your body feels good. This is great. And I'd be like, oh, these positive affirmations feel so good. And this was like, 4 years ago at this point where I was still trying to accept my body and who I am. Mm-hmm. And it was just like him being like, I love it. I'd be like, well, he loves it. So I guess it's okay. Right. So that's like to go back to your body dysmorphia talk earlier.
Totally. And you're like, well, if this is validation, then this is what I deserve.
Yeah. And even though outside of the bedroom, he was a piece of shit.
Sure.
And not nice. It was like, but like in those moments.
Yeah.
He said he loved my fat little ass.
Yeah.
He like loved my rolls.
Oh, he called me his little sweet fat.
He said I was a sweet little fatty and he couldn't get enough of it.
And then he got put some kibble in his hand and I fucking ate it out of it.
I mean, honestly, 5 years ago, if a dude said he loved my body, he could feed me dog food.
I'm very proud of you for just like living it, understanding it, growing from it. I wonder, I could see it going so many ways. You could date someone who is white and accepts that they don't get it.
I would love that.
I don't get it.
Because I've dated dudes who I have said things where they're like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, don't tell me I'm wrong about my experience. This is, it's literally my thoughts on it. And I've dated dudes who are like, I don't really want to talk about it. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. But I would love to date a dude who's just like, wow, sure, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, great.
Well, you can get different parts of it. Like, my boyfriend is also Asian, so we both have fun yelling about bad white people. But we have different experiences with it. We also have different experiences with, like, venues in which we get to pass, venues in which we don't get to pass, because that's a reality for some people, too, being like, yeah.
For me, I feel like in white room or the white world, I'm like, definitely, you're black. You're black.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you're black. But then when I like go with black people, they're like, ugh, you're different. You're not black enough. And I'm like, but where do I belong? It's very weird.
It's very weird. You don't have to fit anywhere.
Yeah, man.
Be your own kind of weird.
In my own little box.
Yes.
Wow. We've really, really talked, and we could talk for forever.
I could talk to you forever.
But we gotta wrap this up.
Oh, shoot.
Is there anything you want to plug?
You can just find me online at Monoagapian.
Yes.
You can listen to my podcast that I do with
Horny for Horror.
Woo! We gotta have you on.
With Betsy Sodaro and Adam McCabe.
Yes.
Who are two very funny people.
They're really sweet and
you
awesome.
You gotta listen to that podcast.
Would you come on and do it?
I would absolutely love to.
We'll talk about what you're gonna talk about. It can even be, we'll figure out what scary thing you want to talk about, but we can't wait to have you on.
Okay, what a treat. Also, Mono performs at UCB Franklin every Friday night with his team called Winslow. It is at 9:30.
Yeah, girl, you're better at plugging me than you than me.
Well, because I want people to see you because you are so fucking funny. You're so genuine. You're so real. I love playing with you. I think you're such a beautiful, wonderful person. Aww. And the world needs to see you.
And the world. Thank you. I love you. Thank I love you. That we get to have these powwows. I love that. Because it's not often that we get like these safe spaces to kind of like
to just
say things
talk
that
talk about things.
Yeah.
And I love that you talk about your body dysmorphia because I feel like men do not talk about the pressures that they have. It's usually like women get told this. It's like, well, have you ever picked up a men's health?
Yeah.
Have you have you ever picked up a GQ? Like
shit.
These men are all ripped and whatever. Oh, insane. Anyway, if you liked what you were listening to, please subscribe to this podcast and rate it 5 stars on iTunes or wherever you can listen to podcasts. And if you comment something where you're hitting on me in the comments, I will read it when I record my podcast.
Hot.
If you say something like, I would love to sink my dick into your hole, that's great.
You're gonna find a gem.
If you say, I'll take out my dentures and gum your pussy to death.
To death. It's a lot of gnawing.
Usually I read ones, but I haven't gotten any good ones. They're all like, just sit on my face or whatever. And it's just like, be creative.
So be creative, you pervert.
Yeah, you dummy. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.